USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Cory Booker is suspending his presidential campaign, conceding he no longer sees a path to victory due to a lack of financial resources. Booker says he will instead run for re-election to his Senate seat. Booker's exit from the 2020 race comes ahead of Tuesday's debate in Iowa, where he failed to meet the polling threshold in every approved survey to participate. Significant progress is being made on construction of sprawling barriers on the U.S.-Mexican border. Acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan tells Fox News it's not just a wall.
It's a wall system. It's got integrated technology, lighting, access roads. You know, if you go out and you buy a new car to replace one, people ask you what you've done. You tell them you bought a brand new car, and that's exactly what we have.
Morgan says over 100 miles of the new border barriers have been completed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each to delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
A new housing and urban development report says the greatest increase in homelessness last year happened in New Mexico. The HUD report published this month shows there was an increase of 27% of reported cases of homelessness in New Mexico for 2019. The Oscar nominations are out. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Oscar nominations for the 92nd Academy Awards have been announced for Best Picture.
The Irishman, Martin Scorsese. Joker, Todd Phillips. 1917, Sam Mendes. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Quentin Tarantino. And Parasite, Bong Joon-ho.
Nice.
I did it. Thank you so much.
The Oscars will be handed out on February 9th.
Thank you, Chris, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Protesters are angry in the streets of Tehran after a Ukrainian plane was shot down accidentally. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
The military acknowledged it had launched missiles that brought down a Ukraine International Airlines jet, killing all 176 people on board. On Fox News Sunday, White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien was asked if he thinks Iran will come to the table now.
What's going to cause them to negotiate is the pressure on their economy. And when you've got students out chanting death to the dictator, and when you have thousands of Iranians out protesting in the street, that's the sort of pressure that's going to bring them to the table. And listen, the president has made it very clear to Iran, we're not talking about regime change. We want to see an Iran that forswears nuclear weapons, that stops taking Americans hostage, that stops supporting proxies and terrorism in the region, and stops building these ballistic missiles, which we saw them launch last week.
And going a little bit more in depth on that story, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is receiving some criticism for her comments on ABC's This Week regarding the protests going on in Iran.
There were protesters in the streets before against the regime. After the taking out of Soleimani, there were protesters in the street joined together, as you know, against us. That wasn't good. Taking down this plane is a terrible, terrible tragedy, and they should be held accountable for letting commercial flights go at a time that was so dangerous. But there are different reasons why people are in the street.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.